after three games, Canada is 3-0. Let's take you to Sochi, Russia. And here is the Team Canada executive and Boston Bruin general manager Peter Chiarelli, along with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. Peter, your assessment of the hockey club after three games, with so many guys being bounced in and out, and the forward lines changed up, and goaltending's been really good. What's your overall opinion?
Well, I just got patched in there, and I heard one of you guys talk about process, and that's exactly what it is. And it may not be as deliberate or systematic as you want it to be, but it's about the players trusting each other, the players trusting the coaching staff, and the players trusting the system, because it's an entirely different game over here. And you know, we've seen good performances. I know the country would like us to win every game by five or six goals, but it's a different brand of hockey over here, and it's about our players getting accustomed to it. And you know, it's a real East-West game over here. So I've seen kind of the guys evolve as a group, and we had a ton of scoring chances. I know we have to finish them. We had a ton of scoring chances last game, and we've been very sound defensively. So I like where we are right now.
Peter, why do you think the Americans have adjusted easier than you guys? Is it different opposition? Is it different personnel? Or am I wrong in that?
No, I mean, they've scored more goals.
Capitalize on their chances.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you go through these little spells, and it gets a little more magnified in a short tournament, and they've capitalized. You know, we had six or seven, like, A-plus chances last game, and we didn't score. And that's a credit to our goalie from the Bruins, and it's also, like, we've got to bury them, or bury some of them, at least. You can't expect to bury all of them. So they're really skating. I've watched some of their games. They're moving the puck well. They caught Slovakia. They weren't so good. Russia was a terrific game. And then who was the other game? Slovenia. I didn't see the Slovenian game. So they're capitalizing, and they've got some good scores. Kessel's a good scorer, and Kane is playing terrific.
Yeah.
I see our chances. You go over our chances. You see how we're playing, where maybe we're cycling a little too much, but you see how we're playing, and the chances are coming.
Hey, Peter, you'd be hard-pressed to find an NHL game where you score big, and then the next night you juggle all the forward lines, and that's what happened going into Finland off of your big second game. People have kind of connected the dots and saying that it was all about trying to get Sidney Crosby going. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I can see how they would think that. I mean, he's one of the main focal points of this team. He's arguably the best player in the world. So I can see how all the focus would be on him. What I can tell you is that we break down everybody's performance, and we break down as a group. We get together, we break down what we think the fits are, and how the lines are unfolding, how the D pairs are unfolding. And then, you know, we make a determination about what the next lineup should be. Intuitively, working in the NHL, you want to let lines get accustomed to one another, and you want to give them time, and you want to be patient. It's different over here, though, and we want to be proactive. It's one game, you're out. So you really want to, you know, you have to live for the moment. And that's really quite different over here. So we didn't blend them that much, but we blended them enough that we evoked reaction from the country. But, you know, it's a different ballgame over here, and that's what we feel we have to do to get the best lineup forward and get the best performance.
So, Peter, just a couple of things. First of all, if Kunitz is not going to play with Crosby, okay, why does he stay in the lineup number one is my first question. If he's not, because that's, to me, that's the only reason he's on the team. But anyway, we can save that debate for another time. And secondly, if Hamhuis is only going to play 2 minutes and 30 seconds and you can't create offense, why not put Subban in? Because if Subban at least can generate from the back end, it may help your forwards. Why would those two changes not be considered?
Well, I don't want to get too in depth on as to why we make these changes and as to how they're played, the players are played. What I can tell you though is first on the back end, I think it's a testament to Mike Babcock and how he can use these guys in such a different game and still get something from them. So that's a general comment. To play a player at very limited minutes, I can understand why you're asking that question, Doug.
Yeah.
That's more strategy than anything. On the Kunitz question, I disagree with you. I mean, I think if he's not playing with Sid, I think there's a spot in the lineup for him, and that's why we originally selected him. Now, having said that, on Kunitz, you know, he can play in different roles if it's not with Crosby, and he's a hard player. He forechecks. He wins pucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not a fancy player over here. And that's what we would expect from him if he's in the lineup.
Peter Shirelli is with us on Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks.
Just to carry that a little further, Peter, Kunitz and Crosby had unbelievable magic for 2 or 3 years, okay? And have been dynamic together. And after 2 games, that ends. Is that not a little bizarre to you? Because it seems bizarre to me that would be given up that quickly.
What ends? The fact that
he's been split, taken away from him.
Well, I think I addressed that a little bit earlier. I think we have to live for the moment here because it's such a short tournament and things change so quickly. There's still parts to, if he's not playing with Crosby, there's parts to his game that are still very good and very valuable. So I don't find it odd. I mean, we've done that. I mean, I think you have to adjust your way of thinking, Doug. Like, and I'm learning this for the first time too, or the second time at kind of overseas here. But you have to adjust on the fly, and you got to move quickly. And you know, the game, it's such a different game here. You really have to make those quick adjustments on the ice and off the ice, and that's what we're doing.
Hey, Peter, you look at your whole lineup, including the guys that end up in the press box, and they're all go-to guys, and they're all used to having their number called in critical situations. Is it impossible to shorten the bench when you have so many superstars? Is it hard?
Again, I'm not... You know, as a part of the management team, I would say anything's possible. As part of the, not part of the coaching staff, it's a different story. The shortening of the bench, I think, is something that's been discussed, and it wouldn't surprise me if that happens at some point. And, you know, it's about sense and feel and how the game's going, how your guys are going. I think the story here is that we made a lot of progress to this in the Finland game, and I know it was close and it went to overtime, but I really, you know, I liked a lot of areas of our game. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think at some point the bench gets shortened, and that's my own opinion. The bench probably gets shortened at some point because you've got, you know, the best players in the world, and you got critical situations in a short period of time, and you want to get those guys out as much as you can. Having said that, I mean, you can roll these guys, and if you get them going on a roll, I've seen it in the NHL. I've seen it at a number of different levels. I mean, you can get a pretty good juggernaut going if you got the four lines and all the pairs going, too.
He's a member of Team Canada's executive in Sochi, Russia. Team Canada undefeated through the preliminary round. Peter Shirelli is chatting with us. A couple of things to cover off here. Is Carey Price the goaltender from here on out?
I can't comment on that, guys. That's something that the coaches will determine. You'll know at a later date.
St. Louis and Subban, do you expect them to go back in?
Another thing I do, I leave to the coaches, guys. I respect that you're asking the question, but you know I'm not going to answer that.
Peter.
One.
You really expect him to answer that one when he just gave you the shoo-shoo on the first one?
There's certain dynamics right now with both up front on the blue line and on the goal. So I don't know whether it's necessarily a measure of national security here.
Peter,
Good try.
I'm watching the games, and I think you guys did a great job picking this team. I mean, I think you know, how do you argue with the group that you guys have as a management group, and that you saw the players a lot more than we did? Are you just I know the chances are there, but it's got to drive you guys nuts seeing this team not be able to score. Although they did against the East Coast League team you played in game two.
Austria.
I see the whole competition, guys. I see how the game's played over here. Everything's stretched east-west.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different game. You look at the stars of this game, of the NHL game. You look at the Russian guys. And I know you've got the U.S. that's scoring, but you've got a lot of stars that aren't scoring. It's a hard It's a hard game to win over here. And it's a lot of these guys know how to play the European game. And we know what the European game is about, but there's NHL habits that are there. And we knew that this was going to be an element of the challenges we face, and that's what's happening.
Can you
get these grade A chances, but we hope that they will start capitalizing.
Can you win in Europe by saying, okay, we're going to play a dump and chase game, when you and I know that the whole European game is a regroup in the neutral zone and re-attack with speed to try and drive the D off? But
I think a dump and chase game is a real general term, and I don't think you can win with a chip and chase.
Right.
But I think, and I've seen a lot of teams rim and collect on the other side and form an offense off of that. I've seen a lot of teams go weak side a lot, like through the neutral zone and just have their entries without a chip. So there are different ways to get entries, and then there's different ways to get offense off of a cycle. We just got to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Peter, whether you have the extra 15 feet or not, opposed to the NHL game, when you line up 4 and 5 across the blue line, you tell me how you're going to skate it in.
Well, it's hard. I mean, most of the teams are going to play a 1-4. The Swiss is going to be a 1-4, if not a 5 across the blue line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about skating hard. It's about making those made passes a little earlier to. You know, I really feel that east-west pass has to be there, and we gotta execute that. It's hard. So like sometimes you're gonna have to dump, and those dumps have to be strategic, and your recoveries have to be strategic.
So it's gonna be great though, because when you win the next one, and when you play USA Friday, there'll be none of that European BS in there. It'll be North American game. So you're back. That's where you take over, right?
You're gonna see it. I think you're gonna see. I don't think it's gonna go right back to North America.
It's gotta.
These guys are seeing how it's played over here on this big... This
well,
big
just team. Tell them for that one game to go back to the North American game, would you please?
Can you believe that, Peter, all that right. That we've peppered you here, and you're undefeated, you won your pool, and...
Keep it going.
What are the Russians going through right now?
Well, they're a dangerous group, boy. They haven't scored, and they've faced some good goaltending, but it seems that everyone's faced good goaltending, and... You know, at some point, if I say we're going to start executing our chances, they're going to start executing their chances. So they're a dangerous group, and at some point we may have to meet them.
Well, I think you got off lucky, because we're nowhere near as intimidating as Putin is. No. I'm sure he's talking to that group. thanks for doing this, Peter, and stay safe, okay?
Keep the winning going, bud.
All right.